Hi and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And first off, a quick look at the ups and downs of last week's farming. Cattle kept up their high performances money-wise in the markets, with 200 pence plus being the benchmark for bullocks at Dingwall Mark during the week. Plenty exceeded that, and those prices were echoed at Thainston on Friday, with bullocks selling up to 295 pence a kilo to average 224. The comment from the auctioneers was, strong cattle were a good show, while yearlings were an outstanding selection, all classes in great demand. In the sheep departments of all our auction marts, very high prices were again recorded, and there's worry amongst those in the meat trade that there'll be consumer resistance to high red meat prices now. It's a pity that it doesn't drag the pig price upwards, with very little change there, and that's leading to even more pork producers shutting the piggery door for good. Given the forecast of only a 3% rise in pig prices over the coming 12 months, there's little wonder that they're still quitting. Wheat and cereal prices came off their highs of the previous week a little bit, but oilseeds stayed firm, and oilseed rape well over £360 a tonne spot, ex-farm. Also in the ups and downs, it's very much an up for tractor horsepower at the moment. Sales of ever bigger models seem to be the way forward for most manufacturers. And as far as conventionally shaped tractors go, Class, with their new Axion 950, have broken the 400 horses barrier. The engine comes from Fiat, and I quote the manufacturer's sales pitch here, "Getting those 400 Italian stallions onto the ground is no problem for the step gear change, cruise control and 900mm wide tyres. You'll need a good balance on the credit card to fill the 700 litre tank and a very friendly bank manager to foot the bill for the whole piece of kit. It's going to cost around about £175,000. Staying with tractors, and sales in January were up 22% on the same month in 2011, with farmers and contractors taking advantage of the tax breaks via the Agricultural Investment Allowance. It's going to drop from £100,000 down to £25,000 in April, and if you think you've got an investment you want to set against tax, then you'd be well advised to get it sorted sooner rather than later. That's the advice that we've been getting from a few of our agricultural accountancy friends over the past couple of weeks. And with that thought, I'll leave you for today. But I'll be back tomorrow, as ever, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.